Hey guys. Hey everybody. It's another we're going to do another 10 minutes with LIC Rhino here, 3 days in a row. These have been some big days. I'm just day 3 of tracking drums on No Worries 2. Holy smokes. 32 takes. Not all of them are complete takes. Some of them are just punch-ins on certain spots. Some of them are just me doing like one drum for editing purposes, just so I have it later in case I find a flub that needs to be repaired. I can just pipe in the repair. But I'm going to have to spend an entire day listening to these drum tracks and making detailed notes, comparing all the notes and deciding which takes to use throughout. Sounds like something a crazy person would do. But I'm looking at it as just, I'm trying not to give myself crap about it being overly obsessive or something. And I'm just looking at it as the part of the journey to get from, to climb into the canyon and get out of the canyon. You got to know where your water sources are, you know? Where am I going to sleep tonight? What about the weather? Am I wearing the right boots? That's all part of it. I'm making this part of it. And it's been difficult for me to come to the conclusion that every step requires 10 more steps than I thought. Really what it is these cameras. Setting up a microphone, and then setting up a camera and being responsible for both of them getting quality recordings, and then trying not to be too vain about the fact that like I just look like somebody skinned a goddamn gorilla. My body shape is just like a mushy pear. And who knows what, like, small slump of my back I'm like, what I look like on the camera. I literally cannot see myself when I'm doing so. I'm lining these cameras up, and I'm, like, making sure that the lighting's good and really trying to focus on the music. And if I'm biting my lip just like a Neanderthal and I look like somebody who just shouldn't be doing what I'm doing, so be it. You're welcome. But I'm done with the drums. Done tracking the drums. And I've also set up what I think is effing sweet vocal booth, or visual vocal setup with my Rode NT2A and the SM87A condenser mics. And I made this crazy discovery that I almost don't want to share with you guys, but I'm going to share it. If anybody's looking to make their own music video, I discovered this thing. So I was thinking with this song, because it's got a kind of righteous, like, rocking aspect to it, that I wanted to have some, like, a really dirty vocals, like, you know, with distortion on it, that I would track, that I would add to the headphone mix, but not print. But then I could add distortion later, and it would work. You know, like when you listen, like when you track with reverb, but you're not printing the reverb, you're just hearing it in your headphones when you're performing it. I want to do the same thing, but with like a distortion on my voice, with like a really nasty out of sync delay on it, like, and have the distortion be pre-fader, so that it's like the level of distortion is just, it's just like this sitting there grinding, and the voice comes in on it rather than it's like affecting the voice. It's just there, like it's grinding all the time. Just a really dirty mic. And I was like, you know what? This should be a handheld thing. And I'm like, hey, why don't I attach this GoPro to the microphone and hand hold it and video myself singing in close up a handheld vocal that's dirty as hell? Like, that's gotta look good, right? And so I set this thing up. And I had no expectations for it. But one of the things I knew would probably work, and ended up working way better than I could have ever imagined. And that's that these GoPros, I'm on using a Hero 8. They have the Hero 9 out now, which has a screen on the front, which is actually, I would love that. But I don't have, I have a little pocket mirror I use to see my angles. But there's something nice about not being able to see yourself when you're filming yourself with these things, because the angle's so wide, you're going to get it. But one of the things I realized is that if you put it in 4K or 2.7K, which is bigger than the normal HD, and then you put on the Hyper Smooth, which is basically this kind of motion reducing effect that's on the camera itself. So if you're like bouncing around, it smooths out the camera. It's called Hyper Smooth, I think. Anyway, if you put a 4K image and the HyperSmooth on full blast, that 4K image is so big that the HyperSmooth thing has a lot of extra image to work with. And what it ends up looking like, and we're talking the microphone's like literally attached to the mic, and I'm holding the mic. So if I move the mic, the camera should move, right? But the camera has this delayed moving effect. It's like on a yo-yo or something. And it almost looks like somebody else is filming me. And it is the craziest, most dynamic thing I have ever seen with such a simple do-it-yourself setup. If this was like a really heavy rock song, it would look so cool. It's like this effect that once you cut to it visually, it's like, oh my God, this is intense. Like some sort of Beastie Boys video, early Beastie Boys video. So what you want? So yeah, another insane, awesome day. Day 3, tracking drums, take 32, lock that off. I don't know how many takes it's going to take to get to the center of this Tootsie Roll. One of the other discoveries I made was that this kind of Stuart Copeland-y hi-hat kind of thing is neat on its own. And it was really neat with that is this... along with this kind of ZZ Top, like rim clacking shot thing that I'm doing, those two together are really neat. I might use those in the beginning of the song. I'm not sure if I had to put a delay on it to make it like magical, but I want those two sounds to come together into some sort of magic at the beginning. And I tried to like do my best Mitch Mitchell, like drumming stuff, Hendrix drummer at the end. And I as much as I love that kind of drumming, if it's not in time, it could just be a disaster. So I did some straight four. I even did like a disco beat. I have no idea what the outro of this song is going to need. I think when I do the vocals, then I'll know. So, yeah. There, that's almost 10 minutes. Signing off, everybody. February 5th, 2021. Get your guacamole. Super Bowl weekend.